This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Good morning, Tom.
That came very quickly. I wasn't ready for it. I'm still trying to drink my coffee. I'm still trying to keep Andy awake. Yeah.
Still trying to wake up.
Yeah, and, you know, I've come in here this morning very disappointed.
Why?
Well, yesterday morning I was out at, I don't want to say the competition, some little red man, Nova, Chrissy Brown and...
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I had to go into their radio station. Let me tell you, theirs isn't held together with sticky tape. Their clock is working. They had coffee. There was water. It was a joy.
They're our competition.
Well, I actually did tell her that.
Yeah, did you?
Straight up. Yeah, went on air. And they said, what do you do? And I go, I'm unemployed, but I do volunteer at Joy. And they go, oh, wow, that's really nice. We love Joy. I go, except I'm your competition tomorrow morning.
Fantastic. Hey, my mum heard you on air. She heard you, I think it was on ABC Melbourne. You
were Virginia
Trioli.
I was very, I felt very important.
She said, she called me and she goes, oh, Tom's a lovely man, isn't he? He's got three children.
It was an hour on radio with her and it was very hard not to swear. I know I can do 3 minutes, but that's usually my limit.
If you've got her, you've got my mum thinking that you're a lovely man. So I don't know what you did on that. I'm going to have a listen to the podcast.
I just lie continuously. You know that. I just lie until somebody says, yeah, good.
Hey, coming up, we've got a scam you've got to watch out for. And if you've heard of weird things happening after a breakup, be careful if your ex is a plumber.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to come and clean my back pipes anymore.
No. As you become more popular, Tom, can you guarantee that there's nothing out there in terms of videos or film?
Oh, God, no. I'm panicking for the day that someone's going to come up and go, hey, I've got his dick pic from a long time ago. No. I'm worried.
Yeah. Are you worried?
Well, I'm worried they're going to send it to my children.
Okay, you're not worried that someone's going to pull it and go, hey, give me X amount of dollars and extort you.
Oh, God, no.
Because there's been an increase.
Oh, has there?
Yep, absolutely, in blackmail threats. But you know what it's doing? We've heard of these things before. People are watching porn or something on their computers.
It's all people watch on the computer, isn't there?
Yeah, but
you
it's
check
been...
your bank balance and then you go straight to porn to and see whether you can afford another one.
But you hear stories, but, you know, they're being filmed.
Oh, okay.
By someone who's hacked into their computer.
Oh, this is like how people are saying that, like, your TV people come in and take over your little camera.
Yeah, yes, they take over your little camera. So, anyway, this has been happening. There's been an increase in complaints, and then they say that if you don't pay a ransom, which is usually in Bitcoin.
Oh, okay. So that's like the internet money.
They're going to release it.
So it's not real money.
No, this is the internet money.
Can you buy a house with Bitcoin?
I don't think so. No.
Because you just don't go into the bank and go, hey, here's my Bitcoin.
You'd have to convert your Bitcoin into dollars to buy a house. So I don't know. Look, some people may not be able to pay. Because if I said you've got to pay me 10,000 Bitcoin, you wouldn't know what to do, would you?
I wouldn't know where to go.
So you'd start panicking.
So I think this is hilarious. So you're basically telling me someone's like getting into your computer.
Yep.
You've gone on, you've downloaded a little bit of porn. You've enjoyed yourself, let me just say. You know, the tissues are full. And then they come back and go, hey, we've got that on video.
Yep.
If you don't hand over Bitcoins,
yes,
I'm going to tell your mother, basically.
Yeah. Basically, that's what's happening.
And that's hilarious.
So there's been an increase in complaints, but police are saying, well, this is only the number of people complaining is only the tip of the iceberg because most people would be too embarrassed to complain to authorities about it.
No, see, I'm the other way. I'm dying for someone to release my sex tape. Do you see what the Kardashians got out of that? You know, I've even said it to Wayne. Let's pretend to leak it. I looked at it and went, oh, God, no one ever wants to see that. Even I don't want to watch that. You know, I think it was enough to scar me. I think it was like weeks before I went naked again back into bed. Yeah.
But if it happened, right, would you think, no, they wouldn't have it. It's just a hoax. It's just a, you know, it's like one of these phishing emails you get where they say, load up X amount of dollars into this bank account and you've won
something
or whatever.
So like when the Prince of Nigeria tells me that he needs to get his money out of, you know, Nigeria and can I help him and I'm going to make $1 million out of it.
That's exactly right. You know, I mean, my initial reaction would have been that it's just a scam, but apparently not. Because some of the security agencies have looked at what the blackmailer has uploaded onto their computer and they've found that, yes, that these things are stealing videos. So the hoaxes are actually real. They're not.
Shit.
How's that?
So that means I've got to start putting black stickers on front of my camera phones.
Yep.
On everything.
Yep. I've got duct tape into
Well, I'm
the
not
wine.
Worried because, you know, I was taught, I mean, I'm on TV and, you know, the TV does put 10 pounds on. Mind having a picture of my business out there? It's only going to look bigger.
He'll be the next Kardashian. The government is cracking down on online creeps with new laws.
Oh, what do you mean? If creeps aren't allowed on the internet, what will I do at night? So, I mean, that's my job. Yeah.
People who share revenge porn could spend up to 7 years in prison under new laws cracking down on online creeps.
So what's revenge porn? Does that mean, like, if you're ugly and you put your picture up, that'd be a revenge?
Well, where you might have, you know, you might take a photo of...
So you and me go home at night and I put a little secret camera up in the end of the bedroom.
Oh, it could, no, it doesn't have to be secret. It could be you and I go home and then...
Oh, so you could have sent
me the
picture.
Let's take a photo of ourselves, you know what I mean? But then we have this bust up down the track, and then to get me back, you release it or you publish it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's revenge.
Okay, well, I just go around and gossip about them. So, tell them they were bad lay.
Well,
I mean,
people who share revenge porn could spend up to 7 years in prison under new laws, with fines of up to $525,000 for corporations and $105,000 for individuals.
So 7 years jail.
Yes, if you share intimate images of people without their consent.
I've got no problems with that. You're right, but let's be mean to everybody. Everyone should go to jail when you do things. I mean, if you do something wrong in this country, oh, that's right, you can have 6 months at home wearing a little bracelet. You know, you get some jewellery. We don't send you to jail.
Well, revenge porn's pretty horrible, actually. I mean, I'd hate to have it done.
Oh, well, I could think of way better revenges. Don't you remember the old days we used to put, like, prawn heads in your boyfriend's hubcaps so it would smell and things like that? Or the old days, I remember once someone did the dirty on me, and when I left his house, I rang remember the old days, used to have this old-fashioned thing with a wire and it was called a telephone and you had to do the little note. Yeah. And I'd ring, there was a number, you'd ring the time and I'd go, it's 1:42 and 37 seconds. I rang that from his phone and just left.
What happened to that? That's disappeared, hasn't it?
I don't know. I think now we all have mobiles that tell us the time. This is back in the old day when you'd be sitting in your house without a clock. You know, you'd be going, oh, there's no clocks. You'd have to ring the phone.
Well, it was 1194 or something like that, I think it was.
I don't remember that. I can't remember. You remember.
Well, these laws have passed the Senate in February. They're going to be introduced to the lower house, or they were introduced to the lower house, with amendments creating two new offences for perpetrators, and that is the jail term of 5 years, and repeat offenders could spend up to 7 years behind bars.
No, I... Well, don't send them to jail, but we have to pay for that. Make them do something really nasty, you know? Like walk around naked in the street so we can throw tomatoes at them. Then we'll take photos and we'll share that on the internet.
Maybe that's a new job for you. You could be sort of the new corrections minister.
I would love it. I'd love the power. I want to sit in a high back chair and I want to tell people you're gone. Do you know, I'm easy to win. If you come in pretty with nice shoes and take your shirt off, you're right, sweetheart. You're fine. You belong on the streets.
Well, the developments come after research by the eSafety Office revealed 1 in 5 Australians had intimate images or videos of themselves shared without their permission.
1 in 5?
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that. I'm trying to think about the last 5. Oh, yeah, I've shared everybody's.
I want to know what's out there of you.
Oh,
if anyone's got anything of Tom.
Please do not encourage this.
We want to know.
Do you remember if they send
Have we got
porn
your consent,
through,
though?
No, if they send porn through the internet, I'm getting the police involved.
We were talking earlier about laws for revenge porn is going up.
Oh, yes.
Are going up, which is great.
Yeah, but I was thinking about that during what type of punishment? You know, we don't send people to jail. We give them a hand. Let's go back to public floggings. That would be the best. I'd love to see some hottie chained up to the Bourke Street Mall.
Brad has sent something in.
Yes, I'm worried.
There's a photo.
I heard you giggling.
Yeah. There's a photo of you. Well, I don't know if it is you,
that
actually.
That is definitely not me.
It's called
Tom Gogglebox Jr.
You've got it in person, and they're topless.
Yeah.
Completely topless.
The guy's about 15. I'm like 110, so I don't know how they think we're the same people.
So you've got an impersonator out there.
I've had plenty of impersonators. Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to? No. Actually, there was something really important I had to say. An emergency. Oh, that's right. I have to tell my husband, I don't have a phone. Don't ring me. Bring my phone in. I'm sitting here going to everyone, isn't it terrible? You lose your phone. Wayne has had the same number for 15 years and I still don't know it. Because you just press a button and I'm going, I don't have a phone. I don't even know how to ring him. I need to send smoke signals.
I was thinking about that the other day. I thought, what happens if you lose your phone?
I thought, how am I going to ring him? I thought, hang on, shit, I'm on radio. I can talk. He better be listening. Bring my phone.
I think it's almost like you've got to write it down now, don't you?
I feel naked without it. Isn't that strange how you can go, like, no phone, and I feel naked?
I took my dog for a walk last week.
I think your dog took you for a walk. I saw the picture.
And I didn't take my phone with me. Well, I forgot it, and I felt naked too. But it was really nice. Like it was.
The funny thing was, he was naked walking the dog. Yeah. And we know what happens along Yarra Bend Park after dark, don't we? Yeah. I'm just walking the dog. Yeah. Oops, my shorts have fallen off. No, poor Fuzzy, he's lovely. I wonder why that poor dog is. It needs, you know, psychiatrist help. We're giving a prize away. We're giving a double pass book club. And it's called, is it called The Next Chapter Is Always the Best? It's a new romantic comedy film starring Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, and Mary Stenberg, some lady. I never heard of her before, have you? Four lifelong friends turned upside down in the hilarious ends when their book club tackles the infamous 50 Shades of Grey. What I'm going to say is I saw the ads for this, and Jane Fonda has a red wig, and she looks nice. She looks good for like 108. She looks fantastic.
She looks pretty good, I must admit.
I tell you what, I don't know how they're holding that bugger together. You know, let me tell you, they've got something to say about plastic surgery. She's held together by a lot of silicone. But she looks fantastic.
Yeah, I think so too. She's had the glue gun out.
I don't care what she does. She's just marvellous.
So basically it's about the group of old ladies.
Four old ladies.
They get horny after they've read 50 Shades of Grey.
So poor Diane Keaton gets widowed after 40 years. Vivian, who's Jane Fonda, is just, I think she's basically the tart of the group.
Right.
She's never married. She'll just do anybody. Yep. Then we've got Carol, whose marriage is in a slump after 35 years. I think her husband needs Viagra.
Are you worried about getting older?
Sweetie, I'm never aging. You've preserved yourself, have you? I made a deal with the devil a long, long time ago. Yeah.
What about you? Okay, let's get personal. You and Wayne.
So rude, isn't it?
You're getting older. What are you going to do in 10 years to spice yourself up?
Oh, I already know how to spice my relationship up.
What?
His name's Todd. Is that what you mean? No, I don't know. Yeah. And you think that's a person, that might just be the vibrator. I might have a name for the dildo. You don't know.
I mean, you know, because we all go through those cycles, don't we?
Oh, I mean, ups and downs, ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
That's why I drink. It just keeps you numb and on the same set of chill. It's just, there's no emotion or up and down. The only time I feel emotional is early in the morning, and you've seen it.
I've copped it.
Yeah, you've seen it. Yeah.
So, okay, hey, well, then what are we going to do? We're going to give away this double pass to see the movie.
I need to know, because we've been together 18 years.
Yeah.
I need to know, how am I going to spice this relationship up?
How are you going to spice it up? What can he do when he hits that, you know, that plateau? And you can't get the glue gun out.
I love it how he keeps pointing at me. Hey, bitch, get out there and find yourself a man, and then you can sit here and join in the conversation. Yeah, solo is not, doesn't help.
I've tried spicing things up before.
Oh,
we did a massage course.
Is there times that even your hand looks and says, oh, Warren, please not tonight, I'm sick of it? How do you spice that up? Do you just walk to the left? Yeah. Oh, it's so different. Yeah, yeah, don't judge me, bugger. I'm coming straight back at you. Yeah. Oh, we have to this one out because it says you boys are a hoot. Well, I think he meant to say you're a hoot, Tom, and you drag Warren along. My favourite breakfast team now. Have a great morning. And we would also thank you to Crazy Andy, or Crazy. I can't call you Creepy anymore. Yeah, because my children heard it and said it was rude and bullying. And I've got to stop. I have to be nice.
So now you're going to call him Crazy instead.
Well, I just picked on his weight, didn't I?
Hey, that message, I'm wondering, you might have stolen them across from that other radio station, Nova, when you were on yesterday.
Oh, I tried to steal them. Have you heard them? It wasn't that hard.
If you've come across, welcome to Joy.
It wasn't. No, it was terrible. That was really terrible. I went in there. I did tell Brownie, and he wanted me to, something about me that nobody knew. And I go, I've never seen a game of football. And he went, whoa. I go, no, I haven't.
His brain would have just, you know, fried when you said that.
It actually shocks people in Melbourne to know I've never seen a fool. When we first moved here, we rented a little house near North Melbourne, and we had this little rooftop, and I looked out and I went, oh my God, there's about 40 hot young men running around the field with their singlets. It was summer.
Right.
And I said to Wayne, I'm just going to walk the dog. And I went across to the oval, and I'm standing there going, oh. And as they ran closer, I went home very quickly, and Wayne goes, that was very quick for you. And I said, they're all like 19, 20. I feel like a dirty old man. Like, you go over, because from a distance, they're all like 6'2", shoulder. They get close, they're all babies.
We want to know how Tom can spice up his life.
Correct. Hang on, we got another message in.
What's the message say?
Oh, it says we could role play with Wayne wearing animal onesies. Oh, God, I don't need to put Wayne in an elephant suit to know he's got a big trunk, do I? You know, like, hey, we're still trying to give away these tickets to the book club, which is the next story. It's about old ladies that read 50 Shades of Grey and want to spice up their love life.
Yeah, because it makes them horny.
Well, I think they're just happy to be getting some.
Maybe reading the book itself is spicing it up.
Have you read 50 Shades of Grey?
No, I haven't.
So I like to read, and I was going to read it because, you know, it was just such a worldwide phenomenon.
Mm.
Phenomenon? No. Yep. And my daughter went, "Don't read it, it's shit." So I didn't read it. Yeah.
Well, I've got a book in my hand.
Oh, is it a good book?
As just somehow,
is it a good book?
I'm not going to say
Jesus, but the bejesus.
Yeah. I'm not going to say how it landed in my hand, but I got it. I got hold of it secretly.
Oh, shit. Get a load of that.
You've written it.
Yeah.
And I've opened up. I thought, I'm just going to, you know, it's what, you know, one of those books that you just.
So I wrote a cocktail book, but I was bored of cocktails.
Right.
That's the biggest question we get asked on Gogglebox every week is what were you drinking? What's the recipe and tweet?
So people want to know.
All the time. So we thought this would be a joke. Let's write it in a book.
Okay.
And we've seen my friends. I thought, oh, no one wants to read a book. How boring. So Wayne went through and made up the cocktails, like the Wayne's, they're his ones.
Right.
And then I wrote the story in memory that I believed that went with it.
Well, I've been reading one of the stories on here, and I'm quite impressed with Wayne. This is your first Valentine's Day
date. Oh, this is when he made me a sweet seduction.
Well, not only that, but he, you went over, and it says here, upon arriving at Wayne's, my expectations were exceeded. I followed a rose petal path out to a beautifully set table, crystal glasses, and white linen tablecloth.
He had the white linen tablecloth, you know, the chandelabra, the whole thing sitting out on this little deck, and all the roses led me in. It was very sweet.
Wow, I'm really impressed. That's just beautiful.
He's lucky you got the set.
So anyway, I'm reading the story. Yeah. Oh, this is lovely. Like, what a romance. Tom has got this side to him that I just don't know about.
No. This
sensitive.
Yeah.
This sensitive, romantic, you know, something that people would dream to have happen to them.
Yeah, I was rolling my eyes. Sorry, it's radio. You can't see it, can you? I forgot.
But then I keep reading it, right? Mm. And it says, okay, this is where the night turned after enjoying one or too many of these cocktails. So he made obviously some nice cocktails.
Well, he made this sweet seduction. He designed it and it was a special drink for me, and it was going to be like so we could remember our first anniversary. Oh, it was a Valentine's Day. That was right.
Right. Yeah. And then so you have this lovely romantic evening, these sweet seduction cocktails, which is beautiful, and maybe there was some sort of aphrodisiac in it. I don't know. But in the heat of the passion.
I was in my 20s. I had plenty of action going then. I did need to rev it up.
And then it goes, I got a hair caught in my throat.
Yeah, look, let's just say we went to bed and we had no children. I was going to perform my husbandly duties and next minute this hair got caught in my throat and I thought, I'll be right. And let me just say the dinner ended up all over Wayne.
Well, it says the sweet seduction quickly turned into a scene from The Exorcist.
It did. And I remember going to the shower and it was all like thinking, well, that's it. It was good. It was a good 3 months where I lasted. Like, this guy's never going to ask me back. I mean, I wouldn't.
Well, I want to know, was it the hair caught in the throat or was it something from perhaps?
No, it was definitely the hair, because I remember doing it and stupidly, how can I say it without it being gross? I still was connected when I was sick. Let me just tell you. Anyway, you can buy the book. There's lots of stories in there. There's cute ones about my children about being scared of frogs. And Wayne used to make this thing called a squash frog, and it would be like these little nips. And whenever I had to – we lived on a septic tank system. So
you lived on it?
Well, when you live in the bush, you have a – you know, your toilet goes out into a little pool.
Yeah.
Well, frogs start learning to live in that. It's good, means they've got a good septic.
Right.
And so when you're going to the toilet, the frogs swim back up the system.
Oh.
Well, my youngest daughter, Tegan, was petrified. I mean, the first time she probably went to wee, there's frogs looking at her.
Yeah.
So I used to have a coat hanger and I'd have to run it around the rim of the toilet because the frogs would hide up there to check there was no frogs on the toilet.
Oh.
I'm going to admit I was also shit scared of the frogs. I don't know why. They're slimy and gross and they jump
they're
and
up. Beautiful.
So I'd have to try and be a brave dad, like, oh, I'll check for the frogs. Well, when I had to get one out and put in a bucket and take it outside, I thought, yeah. So Wayne started making me this nip. And it was like a shot, and it looked like a squash frog. It was like layers of things with a bit of red on the top.
Right.
And it became a joke in a house when whenever Tegan wanted to, like, go to the toilet, she goes, all right, Dad, go and get some courage. And I go, oh, yeah, and I make up a quick shot and go and check the toilet.
Are you sure they were coming through the pipes, were they?
Oh, no, yeah. She wouldn't go to bed unless I put bricks on top of the toilet because she was scared during the night they'd open the toilet and come out. I kept trying to tell her, I promise they won't go. No, seriously, we had to put bricks on top of the toilet. It was the worst thing I ever did was build a toilet. It was better when we pooed in a bloody hole out in the bush. There was none of that crap. Oh, except for the brown snake. But we'll talk about that
So my romantic idea of you was completely shattered when I read this story. Never mind.
Hang on, Mark's entered back. He must really want to go in there. He knows now how to win the competition.
Okay, we're giving away double pass to see a film.
Plastic sheets, babe. Oil without the baby. That's true. We don't want no babies were harmed in that. And a soundtrack to Star Wars. Done.
So we want to know. Isn't
that where we're going?
Yeah. We're trying to find out how Tom can spice up his relationship.
John, I like the idea of plastic sheet, but years ago I went and bought us satin sheets because I thought they felt really nice. And, you know, you get out of the shower and I thought, oh, look at me. And I ran and I dived onto the bed, but I just kept going and ended up into the wall. Wayne was looking at me and I thought it would be really sexy. I just like slide on the bed.
You were in your lingerie.
So, yeah, and I just went, boom, straight off the edge of the bed. But I do like the idea of that.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.